Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, is here to introduce us to a mystery. It's the sort of wonderful, overwhelming mystery that will not easily be solved, but it's nice to know the limits of astronomy. Bob calls it the baffling blue of galaxies. What is it, Bob? Good evening again.
Good evening, John. It's called it's got a really terrible name the astronomers gave it. It's called the Luminous Fast Blue Optical Transient, an LFBOT. Oh, God. But what it is, you know, in the last decades, astronomers have put together a bunch of ground-based telescopes, not big telescopes, but designed to robotically survey the sky on a regular basis so that transients, short-term events, and supernovas, which are longer events, are spotted regularly. So they've been able to discover a lot of transient short-term events in space that they never would have seen in the past. And this LFBOT, these blue fast luminous optical transients, are one of those recent discoveries. And they generally, there's not a lot of them that have been spotted. They generally only last a day or so, where you suddenly see a burst of light and energy, and then it goes away a few days later. Supernovas, for example, the burst happens, but it might take a year or two before it fades off. But this only takes a day or so. Most of them have been seen within galaxies near star-forming regions. But recently, a LFBOT was, and I've got a picture of this on Behind the Black, spotted this burst of light occurring way outside any galaxy, out in the middle of intergalactic space. And they have no idea what could cause such a thing. One of my readers says the Death Star was destroyed by the rebels in Star Wars. And who knows? Maybe that's what happened here. But either way, this is an event that occurred that sent out a burst of light for only a few days that we were able to detect because of the survey telescopes that now exist.
A software rescue. What is the Euclid Space Telescope, Bob?
Euclid Space Telescope was built by Europe and launched in July, and it is a follow-up to the Gaia Space Telescope they launched last decade. Gaia measured the motions and positions of billions of stars in the Milky Way to get their precise movement and location in three dimensions. Very important telescope. Well, Euclid is an upgrade of that, and it is going to be mapping billions of galaxies in the universe in three dimensions, the same thing. It was launched in July, and they suddenly discovered while it was launched that it was having significant problems maintaining its accurate pointing. It would start to look at an object that it needs to look at for a long period of time, and suddenly it would start to move around. It would change its position. And they figured out what was happening is that the pointing system, which uses faint stars to position itself, was picking up cosmic noise and thinking those were stars, and it was then suddenly repositioning in its orientation. So what they've done is they've lowered its sensitivity so that it doesn't see that cosmic noise. But it does mean it's going to take it longer to do its full mission, because with a lower sensitivity, that means they have to keep the telescope pointing at a specific object for a longer period of time to see what's there. So that's the situation. It's been saved, but it means it's going to take longer to gather its data, John.
And I have confidence that the engineers immediately go to work to solve even the solution they've solved. It's the nature of engineering that they don't leave a problem alone. We go to Ingenuity, a success story when it comes to engineering, way past the back of the envelope. The brave little flying toaster, 61 is done, but Bob combines it with a photograph from Gale Crater's heights. Bob, that is spectacular.
All right, well, so we have two stories. One is Perseverance and Ingenuity. Ingenuity completed its 61st flight on October 5th. It was only a hop up and down, but in doing so, it set a new height record. It went up to 79 feet, first time it's ever done that. Then we have Gale Crater Curiosity. This is the other rover, and it's climbing the heights of Mount Sharp, and it looked back across the crater, and I posted a panorama, a picture of that, just to give you a sense that, you know, as a tourist, you're really getting great views now with Curiosity, John. It really looks, you can see the mountains of the crater rim 20 plus right. miles away, and you look down the mountainside at the floor of the crater. It's just really spectacular.
It is spectacular, Bob, and I will say, as I do repeatedly, that is an alien planet. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black Curiosity. Well done. I'm John Patrick.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,